Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Do not stand with the tide, for they stand near to destruction. October 12, 2004, from God the Father, a letter given to Timothy for his wife and for all those who have ears to hear. Question asked by Timothy for his wife. Lord, should we continue to work with Pat and Ken? Answer from God the Father. You have asked, and I have answered, concerning your works and those with whom you go into mutual works. Pat and Ken are also my children, and I wish for you to have dealings with them, and any who love my name and take refuge in the Son. It was I who led you to them, and it was I who put these things upon your doorstep in accordance with my will. Therefore, know that many do not think and believe as you do, for they say, to each his own. And though to each it is a very personal relationship with me, through the Son, in that there are no two the same, it will not remain so. For the day is coming quickly, when I must set all things in order, and my flocks must be made one, in truth. No more shall they be divided because of church doctrine, or over the vain traditions of men. For I am the God of truth, and there shall be no falsehoods or divisions in my body. As the Father and the Son are one, so shall my people be one in Him. For in the Son is the fullness of God revealed, and in Him shall my people dwell, even as He shall dwell in them, making them one, purging everything which is not of the truth. One way, one truth, and one life, of which He is all, in all. Amen. So I tell you this, beloved, do not let your inner anger or frustration turn into contempt, for this is the workings of the evil one. Rather show love, patience, and understanding, and develop all your relationships with my people, and in this build each other up. Through love and understanding, you can achieve greater things than your mind can now perceive. Work with your brothers and sisters in all things whenever possible, for they are not mere people who believe in Jesus, as you do, but are the elect, and are more your brothers and sisters than those who are of your own blood. Do not fret in this, but rejoice, for I have purposed also that those of your own blood should come to me as you have, in their times appointed. I have called to them, they have heard, but do not yet understand, for they resist me still, as do many around them. For they remain caught in the tide, jostled about by its power. Yet understand this, as the tide comes in quickly to drown all those who stand too close to the sea, I am the one who holds back the tide, its very maker. Do I not have control over all things which I have made, if I so choose? Though there is one who causes the tide to come in, wishing to devour all those on the shore, those in the inlets, and even those standing on the rocks, seeking to smash them in the waves, I too made him who devours. And even over him do I have full power and authority to fulfill my will, though he perceives it not. Yet this is of his own creation. For Satan will deceive many, yet fails to realize, he himself did he deceive first.